She loves it hot. He loves it cool. The Pod by 8sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. Get up to $350 off with code DEEPSLEEP at 8sleep.com.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Here's the thing. We have Mike Johnson. I know he's speaking on day 28 of the government shutdown. So I have up on my screen, you know, Mike Johnson surrounded by all pouty-faced lawmakers, and they're blaming each other. And it looks so swampy. And I think, you know what? President Trump is so smart to be on this Asia tour, because there he is in that white, crisp hat, the baseball or the golf hat, whatever you want to call it, with USA in navy blue, very crisp, American flag on the side, trademark red tie with the white shirt, with the, you know, all red, white, and blue, military behind him. And so one is so high energy, having a lot of fun. So I don't know. I just said to Justin Otero, who's here for Dan Borowski, who's with Maisie and the baby at home, obviously, still. Where do you want to go, Justin? What are you thinking? Do you want to do swampy D.C. budget goings on? Or do you want to do, I don't know, do you guys want to take a, what, dealer's choice? I mean, you know what I'm going to choose.
Yeah.
Trump all day long.
Cool. We love the president here. Give me 1 second. Okay. I had to just do an air check with Dom Giordano, so I got to load everything up.
You got to do an air check.
I had to do an air check with Dom Giordano. So,
oh,
I don't,
why were you doing an air check with Dom during the Dawn Show? I don't know. I have no idea. But in any event, so that's what we have going on. On one side, I'm looking at Trump. He's having a ball. And he's like, there's a lot of tonnage here. I mean, he loves it. He's pointing. He's laughing. He's smiling. On the other side, you have day 28 of the government shutdown. And by the way, not for nothing, as I say, but in all seriousness, you have day 28. You have the air traffic controllers now. This is the first, I guess, yesterday into today. So they did get a paycheck, you know, 2 weeks ago, because that was, so now this is the first, they're officially without getting paid today. They should have gotten a paycheck. And so things are getting tough. They're calling in sick. And so we have delays or cancellations here in Philadelphia. If you're flying out, you want to make sure, of course, that you want to check ahead. But across the country, I think there were, the count was more than 8,000 of those flights that were delayed or canceled, impacted by the government shutdown. And Republicans, by the way, saying, hey, we can just sign a little something-something that keeps us going while we negotiate. And so the Republicans blaming the Democrats, but the Democrats are saying, no, it's not okay that you are not continuing on with, and it's all about those ACA subsidies, pandemic era subsidies, as we've been talking about. Can we go with something now?
Sorry, the VMix was dying. That's kind of the issue. What was it that you wanted? My bad.
So, no, it's okay. Let's go to, how about President Trump? Little Trump in Japan addressing the crowd, going wild, having a good time. Maybe not. All right. You know, can I just ask you guys something here? And this is, I was a little surprised earlier. We were airing, you know, on Greg Stocker's cut sheet, a few of the different doctors, Gupta, Marty McCary. The big one for me was Dr. Paul Offit, who I know, right? Children's Hospital, as well as somebody who is a premier, if not one of the premier experts on vaccines. So he's written a book. He wrote a book with Dr. Bell, as well as helped to invent and bring forth a rotavirus vaccine. That's, I know, has had some issues and on and off the market. Rotavirus is horrible. It's an enterovirus, if you know anything about it. And so I was surprised when Stocker, when I questioned how our economy was doing in 2018, 2019, and the very beginning of the pandemic. Am I wrong here? As I was not busting his chops. I just was saying, with all of these doctors now admitting that they overplayed the necessity for these mandates, the vaccine and all of that. So what was the motivation? And I just said, okay, I really believe, I'm just going to say the quiet part out loud. I truly believe that it was, we saw Trump doing things even with changing, for example, tariffs, which, by the way, Biden kept, if you recall, but the economy was humming along. You look at the unemployment, you look at everything. And despite Affordable Care ACA, the cost, despite all of those, what was it, the ironically named, you know, higher taxes that came into play during Obama, when he had, obviously, in his administration, all the Democrats were voting for higher taxes on pretty much everything. Despite all of that, the economy was incredible. Unemployment, remember this, 50-year low. Everybody was working. Everything was good. Interest rates were down. It was incredible. And so I remember my husband, Larry Mentz, and I were talking, and I just said, there's no way that who's going to run against Trump at this point? I mean, this is a lock. And then boom, boom, pandemic. Oh, the mandates. Oh, it's deadly. Shut down the world. I have to say, I mean, tell me I'm wrong here. The economy pre-pandemic was incredible. So I was surprised when Greg said to me, get me those stats. And that's why I was busting his chops a little bit. But tell me I'm wrong. 855-839-1210. Am I wrong about the economy? Was it a horrible economy in 2019? Was it a horrible economy in the beginning of 2020, I'm talking about early 2020, coming into the celebrating the new year. If I'm wrong here, if I'm remembering wrong, 855-839-1210, I want to hear from you. But let's listen.
So I've got two clips of the president speaking to the troops in Japan. Which one would you rather hear first? The first one is the president talking about Toyota investing more money. So we'll go with that first, and then we'll go with the second one. Here we go. Here's the president.
And I was just told by the Prime Minister that Toyota is going to be putting auto plants all over the United States to the tune of over $10 billion. So that's Toyota. So go out and buy a Toyota. And that's a lot to do with, because right now we have all the AI plants. We have so many things happening in the United States. And it's because of November 5th, Election Day, but it's also because of tariffs. And I was just...
Yeah, so this is awesome. We want to get to clip two. I'll talk about this moving forward, but let's listen in. Here's more Trump.
This is the President Trump welcoming a new Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi on stage, and a very, very big praise for the new Japanese Prime Minister.
But we're also very honored to be joined by hundreds of our incredible Japanese partners, and they are incredible. Thank you very much. Thank you. This woman. That's right. This woman is a winner. So, you know, we've become very close friends all of a sudden because their stock market today and our stock market today hit an all-time high. That means we're doing something right. But
yeah,
the cherished alliance between the United States and Japan is one of the most remarkable relationships in the entire world. Really, there's never been anything like it. Born out of the ashes of a terrible war, our bond has grown over eight decades into the beautiful friendship that we have. It's a foundation of peace and security in the Pacific. You see it? So on behalf of all American sailors stationed in this beautiful country, let's hear it for our allies and the Japanese self-defense forces and all of the Japanese people that we love and respect. And I have such respect for Japan and the country. And now I have a really great respect for the new and incredible Prime Minister. And I have to say this, the first female Prime Minister in the history of Japan.
Big cheer.
Madam Prime Minister.
Aichi. And so she actually had said that she will nominate President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for all that he's doing. And as well, the Trump administration, like I say, talking about the, you know, $490 billion investment from Japan. And by the way, you know, when you think about this, I know that Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, reading that list of companies investing in the power system, the AI, it's all about the AI. And I will talk about that moving forward, the setup to the AI. And that will lead us into this week. I think it's a power week as we think about tomorrow. The Fed Reserve Board, their meeting, remember, expected to raise rates, or excuse me, lower rates, and God forbid raise, lower the interest rate at least by a quarter point, right, at the very least, but maybe a half point. And then as well, you think about the projects listed by Lutnick tied to a trade framework in which goods from Japan will be taxed at 15%, Trump announcing back in July, remember, that Japan would invest all of that money, you know, the 500 plus billion as a result of those trade negotiations. So it's an incredibly successful trip thus far, and you can feel the momentum. 855-839-1210. If you want to comment earlier on the latter half of Kale & Co. when we were debating whether or not it was a good economy back in 2019, whether Trump had a strong economy late 2019, right, and then heading into early 2020 prior to the pandemic striking. Remember this? We'll take you back. Zioli's going to be tomorrow. He'll join me tomorrow. But I'll never forget that we, you know, because we were on afternoons. Then finally we went to mornings. We were still in the old building. Then we got launching the brand new building. Remember this? Zioli in the mornings. We all move in. We're all cozy. And then, boom, the pandemic hit. And then, like I say, Zioli and Stocker had babies, not together, but they both had babies, pandemic babies. Gosh, seems like yesterday, how time flies. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Hear the Dawn Show at Dawn Stensland. And thanks if you're watching us on YouTube. We have so much to get to, but I do want to make sure that I get before 11 o'clock, I get to the AI and how Trump made some incredible moves and now leading into China. And so it's a major setup and a layup, and I think it's going to be a great week for America, a great week as we smooth out these trade deals. This will be huge. Be right back.
President,
how would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you, the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
And Trump and the Japanese Prime Minister, Takaichi. Sorry. It sounds like it looks. So
yeah, some of them Takaichi. Japanese names will give you fits.
Well, my son, you know, the nice thing, here's the thing I will say with my sons. They took so many language classes, which are offered. I think it's phenomenal. You travel, if you've traveled in the world, you know that everybody else speaks English. They know our history. They speak at least three, if not six or seven languages, like our amazing First Lady. And so I always feel like an idiot because I did take Spanish and I took French, but je ne comprends pas. Like that, like I can say like a little bit of maybe a little Spanish or a little French. But when I say other people from other countries know other languages,
they're like almost fluent.
Yeah.
Like I also took 4 years because our school wasn't very, we didn't have a lot of language courses. We had Spanish, we had Latin, and we had French. Latin. And I took 4 years of French. Could not speak a lick of French nowadays. I can probably read it a little bit, but I can't speak it.
So Justin, did you take Latin?
I didn't. I specifically just did all 4 years French because I got into the, I figured it looked nice on my college resume if I had French Honor Society. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, we're just going to hard stick this out for look good on the college resume.
Yeah, because if you take Latin, I know they say it's a quote unquote dead language, but if you take Latin, it's, you know, the root words, you know, every word. Because it gives you the root for pretty much, unless, of course, it's Chinese or Japanese, right? So David, my youngest son, took Chinese, which is amazing, which is those, just their alphabet, if you will. It's like artwork. It's incredible. Anyway, I digress. But I will say this about, and you can let me know, 855-839-1210, but I thought about what Greg Stocker said earlier. Because, of course, he had, you know, his grandpa fighting in World War II and thinking about Japan. I think Trump, President Trump, saying, and he references, obviously, of a horrible war, a horrible time, and now 80 plus years later, moving beyond that. And there is something to be said for that. President Trump, when I think about the fact that he stood with Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, and she said that she forgave her husband's killer, accused killer, who, by the way, was in court just this morning. I'll get to that. And President Trump says, I don't forgive. But I think in truth, Trump is more forgiving than he'll let on. And today is a good example. Going to the Middle East and bringing forth peace. It's the old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. And if you engage everyone in peace and prosperity in that philosophy that we all enrich our own people, our own families, when we believe in that philosophy of peace and prosperity, think about what that does for the world, for everybody. And so as we look at this, the big signing today, a framework agreement for securing the supply of these critical minerals as well as rare earths that we keep hearing about. And it's not just here. It's with Australia. It's with many countries. As the Trump team, they have secured these rare earths. And that's really, they needed to secure these deals leading up to then Trump's meeting with China and with Xi. And so I'll get to that around the corner. Why? When you do, let's get to Scott Bessent, then Treasury Sec, as I think he is just a brilliant guy. Listen in.
Mr. Secretary, do you believe that China is ready to make a trade deal?
Kristen, I can tell you they are, because we just finished 2 days of negotiations and we've created a framework for the two leaders to discuss on Thursday in Korea.
President Trump had threatened to impose an additional 100% tariffs on China on November 1st if Beijing goes forward with a plan to put restrictions on rare earth minerals, as you know. If China refuses to pull back those restrictions, Mr. Secretary,
why is she yelling?
Confirm that President Trump will, in fact, impose those 100% tariffs against China?
Well, Kristen, I think that's old news. President Trump gave me a great deal of negotiating leverage with the threat of the 100% tariffs on November 1st. And I believe we've reached a very substantial framework that will avoid that and allow us to discuss many other things with the Chinese. I think we will be able to discuss them helping us get this terrible fentanyl crisis under control. I think we are going to be able to discuss substantial soybean and ag purchases for our American farmers. I think we are going to be able to discuss more balanced trade. And I'm not going to get ahead of the two leaders, but I think that they will also be discussing President Trump's global peace plan that he's been so successful at, both here in Asia, the Middle East, and now he's looking to Ukraine, Russia.
You can hear in his voice, because he's traveling. The work that everybody in this cabinet and in this administration is doing just runs marathons around their counterparts from the previous administration, by the way. But we'll get into this a little bit more as China, remember, China, of course, dominating the global rare earths market, processing more than 90% of those materials. And then Beijing recently ratcheting up export curbs, including new elements on its control list, tightening oversight of foreign producers that, of course, rely on China's materials. So what the Trump team, what they've been doing, and I do want to get into this in one particular material, rare earth material that's critical to this, but they had to secure with many other countries to make sure that they could build up, if you will, a block of countries so that they can create a counterpart and a counter to what China has. So I'll get into that a little bit more and explain that because it's critical. And this is what Trump does. If you remember, and I said this back when Trump was in some of the Middle Eastern countries, remember that? And people were making fun of the fact that he wore the purple tie, the royal color, and the, remember, the royal carpet, and they rolled that out for him. But we now know that that was all critical to then many months later, because he had set the stage, if you will, of all of those partners in the Middle East, all these different countries, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, Qatar, right? He had all of this lined up, all that investment, and unprecedented, had that great trip that nobody has ever done. And what did he do? What did Trump do over there? You know what he did? It was a little bit Aretha. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, right? Show people respect. Shake your hand. Visit your country. You are the most powerful individual leader in the world. And you are here, the United States of America president in the Middle East, and showing respect to all of those countries, cutting deals. And that respect, what does that get? It says, let's bring forth peace. We need to have peace in the Middle East. I believe that meeting, what was it, last February, then laid the groundwork, if you will, for the peace deal we now have. And I know it's fragile. And I know it's, you're going to say, Dawn, come on, thousands of years. This is biblical with the war between, obviously, you know, with Israel and this holy land. I get it. But we have a fragile peace and we move forward. So now, next up, we do have to, I mean, hope to God we get the peace between Ukraine and Russia, of course. But he's, think about, I mean, here we are in October. It's not even Halloween. Think of all the accomplishments of President Trump in basically 10 months. It's unbelievable. And we get to the point where we get used to it because the guy is a machine, Trump Force 47. All right, around the corner, I'll wrap it up with the rare earths. And we have so much going on that we have to talk about. And although, well, you think about rare earths, what they require, AI, the magnets, everything in our vehicles nowadays. And that really brings me to my friends from Piazza Auto Group. So you do still have time to find yourself that new certified or pre-owned vehicle from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. Did you know Piazza, they carry more than 1,600 pre-owned vehicles. That's at any given time, not just the brands that you've heard me mention. Honda, yes, I drive the HRV, the HRV, and my husband, Lair Bear, call him Lair Bear, the CRV. But Acura, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen. Also, pretty much any other brand that you can imagine. You've seen some car on the road and you go to Piazza and you say, you know, I really love this one car. They're going to find it for you if they don't have it. And that's the power within the Piazza Auto Group. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. Visit them, piazzaautogroup.com. Search Piazza's pre-owned inventory right now for that dealer nearest you. Piazza, piazzaautogroup.com. Make sure you tell them Dawn sent you.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
I just want to wrap up this rare earths thing, and there's a lot to be said for it. I had talked, if you remember, during one of my interviews with Senator Dave McCormick, talking about rare earths and AI and why the AI race matters. And so with this agreement, you know, the plan here within 6 months, Tokyo, Washington, plan to ID and fund new mining, new processing projects for key materials and those like magnets, batteries. That's where the rare earths come in. President Trump, you know, he every time, I love when they ask him about it and they don't ask him about it enough. But since day one, he has been talking about the race for AI. So we've got to win this thing. And that's what he has been focused on. Think about 3D chess, right? That's Trump. So when we look at this, the agreement creates this joint rapid response group to spot and supply these vulnerabilities and coordinate emergency deliveries of critical rare earth materials. Okay. And this is national security for us and also for our allies, right? Everybody knows this. So just looking at Washington, Tokyo, but I'll get into, there's so many different countries, but both governments say they're going to coordinate now with like-minded partners. And this is a nod to Australia, the European Union. They're building this market alternative, like I say, to China's basically, I mean, I'm saying basically or near monopoly over rare earth processing. China, like I say, currently dominating the global rare earths market, processing more than 90% of these materials. And so this is critical for the United States of America. It's a critical trip. And all of this for Trump, he's got to secure this prior to the meeting with Xi on Thursday, right? And so he had met with, when was that? It was just last week. Right. He secured with Australia, signing that significant critical minerals deal at the White House. Remember that? That was last week. So Australia has those rich, they're rich in rare earth resources. And this as China was setting forth these stringent export regulations, right? Because they're trying to like basically put a stranglehold on this because they've got the monopoly right now. And so this was, and I'm looking at all these, you know, fast-paced White House moves as Australia was here, and they're trying to make sure that China does not have the control in the world over these rare earths. And then Trump's tariffs and deals and its implications on all of these different commodities, and it's really a race against time. And so that is why they're working so diligently to get her done, if you will, right? And so that's, it's such an important piece of this, but that was a $8.5 billion rare earths deal that Trump had signed. That was with Australia. That was last week. I told you about it. And so looking around the world, trying to secure all of these different contracts, getting them all of these ducks in a row, if you will, prior to Thursday. That's what I'm talking about. That's DJT for us. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to do a reset at the top. I want to show you this unbelievable video because we're getting new video in from what happened not so far, maybe 10, 12 minutes from my house. I live in Philadelphia, obviously in the Chestnut Hill section of Philadelphia, but this is up the road, up Germantown Pike, if you will, and it's right past Plymouth Meeting Mall. What went down with a police officer who... This is an amazing story of survival with this officer, with some nut job motorist trying to run him over. What was that all about? Two officers, including the officer I'm referring to in Montgomery County, had to be life flighted. He's in the intensive care unit, recovering after surgery. Wow, wait to hear the details. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you'll see the video. Unbelievable. So we've got that story, more Trump. And there was a very passionate school board meeting yesterday in Montgomery County. So you'll hear from a local dad who's also running for school board. So we'll check in with him, see how that went, what's going on, and why isn't it more in the headlines? Stay with me. Dawn Stensland here reporting to you. Thanks for being here today. It's only Tuesday. Man, we're just getting fired up. Be right back. Unbelievable story. And please say a prayer for this especially a local sergeant, run over with a vehicle with big SUV, Mercedes G-Wagon, four times, and life-flighted, we're told, to the hospital, underwent multiple surgeries, and survive this thing somehow. But in all, I believe two different officers injured, but in particular, one sergeant was severely and critically injured, quite frankly. And there are prayers for his survival in, this is Montgomery County in the suburbs. So now a 21-year-old young man facing all of these charges, including attempted murder and aggravated assault. The list goes on and on. He's accused of intentionally ramming his vehicle into police vehicles, injuring two officers, like I say, during what's being described as just a violent encounter. So it started last Friday. This guy was then a chase, or not a chase, but the hunt for him ensued, and we learn more about the situation. So we'll get more on the suspect ID, known as Dalton Lee Janicek of Lower Gwynedd, 21 years old, actually graduated, I think, the year before my son did, from LaSalle College High School. So a good student, went to college, a good student, did a crew, athlete. What's going on? What happened? That's what we wonder. What was the motive with this guy? But this is 6ABC. They obtained this video. If you're watching on YouTube, it's unbelievable. Here's
this
Rick Williams,
video of a Plymouth Township Perez. Police officer being assaulted has more than 2 million views on TikTok.
2 million.
It is now part of a police investigation. It all started around noon this past Friday on reports of the suspect, 21-year-old Dalton Lee Janicek of Lower Gwynedd, driving erratically but quickly fleeing police who tried to pull him over. The video reveals what unfolded after another officer tracked down the suspect's Mercedes G-Wagon on a Doubletree Hotel parking lot in Plymouth Township. Bridge Vona, who oversees police training as the Bucks County Director of Law and Safety, says these are the kinds of incidents many police officers face on a regular basis.
Every call that an officer.
So in this one, you have an officer who is stopping somebody for erratic driving. Apparently this started in Whitpain. Now it's continuing on. So there are all these multiple reports. And by the way, we're now learning that this, I have to say, accused perpetrator, but that he's accused over the past couple of years of multiple traffic violations and problems. But in this one, when you look at that video where he is, where you see a vehicle backing over an officer who gets out of his vehicle, and so is, I'm not talking about the police vehicle at that point. I'm talking about physically an officer is out of his vehicle and is being backed over. Then you see a white vehicle. This is the Mercedes wagon, which I'm told is a six, you know, has a six-figure price tag, by the way. Now circles around the parking lot. This is the Doubletree Hotel right past the Plymouth Meeting Mall, if you know that area. Circles back around and then drives back and forth over this officer, striking him, according to the DA, Kevin Steele, there in Monco, a total of 4 times. And this as the officer was down on the ground trying to apply a tourniquet to his leg. Unbelievable. The officer is able to get off at least two or three shots onto that other vehicle, which then takes off and then continues on toward, if you know this area, up Germantown Pike, right? So continues on, what, northwest, I guess it would be. And then turns onto Jolly Road, right by Jolly Road and Walton Road, if you know that area, and then heads up toward DeKalb Pike. Gets in 2 different crashes, apparently targeting marked vehicles. And then at the end of the day, crashes in with another police vehicle. So in all, 2 officers injured, but the first officer physically, he's run over for a total of 4 times. It's a miracle, they said, that he was able to survive. I think the telltale situation is that when they were arresting this 21-year-old man, witnesses and the police report, the court records are now showing that he was yelling something to the effect of, yeah, you better put me in that vehicle or put me in the police vehicle, in other words, before I kill you. And so was this an attempt of suicide by cop? What's going on here? And so we don't have reports of toxicology. We don't have any of that. What was the motive here? What's going on here? And so it's a horrifying story. And certainly for any of us looking at this with the risks, the day-to-day risks that our law enforcement officers have to go through. And in this case, you might think, oh, well, at least I don't work in Philadelphia. I work in, you know, quiet, sleepy Montgomery County. There's no such thing. So this officer, and that was the point, I think, of Vona, who we were about to hear from, that every call that an officer gets, it's an unknown danger, because that you just do not know what it is that you're actually being dispatched for or to, what you're walking into, but you're there to protect, to serve. And that's exactly what these hero cops were doing, and in particular a sergeant. So our prayers are with you. If you know me, for those of you who have my, you know, text me and let me know how he's doing, because he's hospitalized right now in the ICU. God knows we've got to pray for our law enforcement officers. We always thank you for our concerned parents as we think about all of our school board elections going on. And it's tick-tock. It's a week from today. Make sure, please, please make sure that you're good to go, that you're a registered voter, and that if you were up for, if you were teed up for that mail-in ballot, I think tonight at 5 is the final deadline to make sure that all your ducks are in a row. So please make sure that you're good to go for Election Day, 1 week from today. No excuses here. But we want to get to one of our great parents in Montgomery County, Yanni Lombros, who's joining me now, North Penn High School and North Penn School District, running for the school board there. And as well, a meeting last night, I had reported this last week as to what was going on. I know that you had a safety meeting that was yesterday. So, Yanni, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Dawn. Thank you for having me here. And I was listening to your last segment, and I want to put my prayers out, too, for the officers and their families. You know, it's not right what happened. No. A lot of craziness been going on all around the area lately. So I just want to put that out there. And, yeah, they did have a safety meeting, a virtual, last night. Seemed like another round of patting themselves on the back and congratulating themselves when over policy decisions. But if you stop and think about the situation, their policy decisions are kind of what allowed this to happen. That student who had the 9mm handgun in the school, it's rumored from sources from inside the school that he potentially had the weapon on him other days as well, but no one knew. The thing is that the start of the story starts with the Lansdale Police Department investigating a stolen firearm. And thank God for the police officers and detectives in Lansdale, because I fear without their knowledge that that student would have been in the school all day with the loaded weapon, and potentially other days as well. So, you know, thankfully nothing did happen, but there was a wide open door for potentially something very tragic to happen due to the poor policy decisions of the past made by the current board. They spent a, have you heard of the system they're using?
Yes, but before we get to the AI system and everything, just a little bit about you. So you grew up in Montgomery County, as did your dad, also Yanni Lombros, right? You're named after your dad?
Yeah.
And Lansdale? Where did you you go to school?
North Penn.
Okay, so this is
North Penn.
This is your alma mater. And how, you have four or five kids?
Oh, no, that's not, I don't have
Okay,
any
that's
children.
Another dad. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Victor, he's also, Victor, he's running for school board director.
Sorry about that. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. So yeah. this is where you grew up, and your dad, also, growing up, self-made, you know, small business owner in the area. Why is it important to you? Why do you want to run for school board? Why would anybody want to run for school board? It used to be a boring, seriously, it used to be this boring, sleepy kind of a job. And now it's, my goodness, you know, you're under fire, especially if you are a conservative. I saw your post about and tributes to Charlie Kirk and so on. So why do you want to run for school board?
I never had intention of running for school board. It's not something that I necessarily want to do. It's more like I feel like I have to. Over the years, I got started like during the COVID days, trying to promote freedom back then up until now. And a whole host of things happened in between. But I was very active with speaking to community members. A lot of them come in my business, Coffee Corner in Lansdale, and expressed to me their distaste for the board or how things are. So I went and checked it out one time and I saw it for myself. And, you know, it's kind of how I kept going. And then last year when that attack happened in Pembroke with the Stanley Cup, I was a big proponent in speaking out against that because they were trying to hide the fact of what happened. And that then they did an investigation, but they wouldn't release it to the public. So once I found that out, that was kind of the last straw for me. I decided that, you know, somebody's got to get involved and try to change things because they've been for the past 7 to 8 years now, 9-0 Democrats across the board. They have a 99.6 unanimous voting rate. So they almost never have serious discussion or argument over any policy. It always just gets brushed right through.
Yeah, and Yanni, so I know that your dad, and I apologize because your dad, by the same name, has spoken out at school board meetings as well, like last spring. But, you know, one of the pushes for transparency, and that's just it, transparency. I mean, not just the conversation, not just the discussion. But my two questions, so one thing is, in across Montgomery County, one of the big complaints is these, you know, taxes going up and up and up and paying for things like hundreds of thousands of dollars for this particular security system that I think a lot of parents were shocked to find out it wasn't even being used. So they're paying for it, paying a fortune for it, right? I believe hundreds of thousands of dollars for this AI type involved security system, which I guess now is in place after a loaded, you know, 9mm gun, you know, is being brought into school or on school grounds with a kid who, thank God, like you said, police handled it, you know, extracted the kid, and thank God nobody hurt. But can you take us through as far as what you hope to raise the awareness, raise the transparency with regard to this system?
So essentially, you're correct. They did spend hundreds of thousands of dollars. Most people were under the assumption that this was a security system and piece of technology in place that would be used on a daily basis to track and monitor behind the scenes any potential threats that could be making their way inside of the school. And then, you know, just like many other situations, we don't find out until something happens, right? Mm-hmm. Because they put an idea out there, they let people believe it, and then behind the scenes, it seems like they barely even know how to run the system properly or even know how many pings it has, like what will and will not set it off. From what I'm hearing from random teachers and students, it's actually not as efficient and effective as they are claiming it to be. My philosophy on this is I believe that the school needs to focus more on hiring and investing in community members, hiring more security guards. I've spoken to a lot of people, and it seems like they're a bit understaffed. They keep wanting to dump out hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, on different technologies, but they are understaffed and do not have enough people to utilize those technologies while being able to stop incidents at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think there's a big lack of common sense that goes into it. There's also some things I wanted to get in briefly about the Evolve system. They do have industry partners with nonprofit organizations, such as Zero Now is one of them. And one board member last year in 2024 became the chief executive, Jonathan Casa, of that nonprofit. But what they do, they promote school safety, but then they're also promoting certain products to sell to school districts. He's not rerunning for his seat. He's going into the private sector. I hope it's not a situation where, you know, it's people up high in power, mm-hmm. all kind of shaking hands, making deals, sounding good, mm-hmm. but then it's not actually benefiting the community or right. the students or the teachers and their safety.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and I said this to Shannon Maine and some of the other parents who I talk to regularly, and it is even schools. I think of, you know, my sons going to a little Catholic, you know, Sisters of St. Joseph, little grade school. And those nuns, they would get together with all the parents or the board, and they would say, all right, how are we going to keep things safe? Now, we didn't have a system of hundreds of thousands of dollars in a little, you know, little grade school, let's say. And so it's an attitude. And that's really what I would say, is that when you have individuals who are highly motivated to get the training, to work even with volunteers, but it takes an attitude, right? To say mm-hmm. we have zero tolerance. Number one, we're going to keep our children safe. And so that involves coordination. That involves meetings where everybody is listening and putting forth a priority that first and foremost, that priority is safety, safety for the children, safety for the teachers, for everybody in that school and in that school environment. Yanni, it just strikes me that to be so lackadaisical as to have a system, to be blessed with, you know, a community that says, hey, we want to invest and buy a system that costs like $200,000 from what I've read, and then not mm-hmm. use it. That to me is just being asleep at the wheel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it all comes down to the politics they push, which I personally believe, whether it's left or right, you shouldn't push politics in the schools. I think kids should be kids, get an education, and that's where all of the effort should be focused on, not on political back and forth. But the other thing, I wanted to also make you aware and your listeners that there is a bit of a connection here to what happened due to their policy and lack of awareness within their policy. So that child who brought the nine millimeter into the school had something in common with the child who committed the Stanley Cup attack last year. Mm-hmm. They both had disciplinary actions from previous districts where for violence or threats. And then with that record, they still make their way into the North Bend School District. And I understand inclusivity, and it's nice to give everyone a fair shot. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to safety and when it comes to records, you know, you can't mix a child who has a troubled past with violence and unbeknownst to teachers and students, just, you know, into the general population of students and no one's aware, because that's how something can happen. And we've talked to neighboring districts about the situation, and they confided in this and verified that school districts do have access to disciplinary records. And the other districts that North Penn United had spoke with confirmed that if they had seen a record like this child's record come across their desk, they would have recommended them for an alternative school. They would not have allowed them in their district with the average student because of everything that was on its record from the past.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even aware up until recently that that's what North Penn did. I remember when I went there, mm-hmm. it wasn't like that. Like, if you got expelled, there's no coming back. If you got expelled from another district, you ain't going to end up in North Penn, because right. if they find out, they're just going to kick you out. Now, you know, come one, come all, and no one pays attention. So it's not safe. I mean, it's blind inclusivity.
Yeah.
So it's inclusivity without the responsibility of verifying to make sure that the merits of the individual are on par with the standards of the district.
Yeah, and we hear this over and over, and it's not exclusive, obviously, to North Penn School District. This is across the region. We hear this. Kids just transferred from school to school to school. I'll even take you, I mean, the one of the most horrific examples of that that I can give you was Loudoun. Remember Loudoun County in Virginia, where a girl was raped. And it was horrible. And then her father, who went tried to go to a school board meeting, was dragged out and shamed. And then even the girl who was victimized in the bathroom, who was raped, they said it was a hookup. And it was not until months later when that same accused teen rapist, this is Virginia, was transferred again to another school, unbeknownst to that school, raped another girl in another school. And then people started to get the picture. And so this is a real problem. It's not exclusive, right, I want to just point that out. I've reported on this across the nation. And kudos, obviously, to Chief Tim Troxell there, Towamencin Police, because the police officers, as you said, you know, thank God they acted very quickly. I know, I believe he was there last night at the meeting. I know it was kind of a virtual or Zoom meeting. Was there a decision that was made at last night's meeting, Yanni, as far as the North Penn, like, safety meeting? And did they make any decisions? Or did the chief have some recommendations that you would agree with?
They went over some things. And so some of the things they were speaking about, I would agree with. I just, you know, it's kind of convenient that they're now speaking about it versus a year, two, three, four ago when they were implementing all these safety procedures that they like to speak so highly of. With that being said, you know, they also made a statement in that Zoom meeting about how they were literally discussing changing the policy for the EVO system that morning. I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 in the morning. It just, to me, it seems a little bit unauthentic. I truly personally believe that they're just doing it and trying to save face and hopefully get everyone to forget, much like what happened last year with the Stanley Cup attack.
Yeah.
They put out a bunch of statements claiming to have an investigation, but still to this day will not release it to the public.
Yep.
Very little actually happened, and then it kind of died down, and they just brush right past it like it doesn't exist. And that's not fair to the victims. That's not fair to the families, because a lot of people in the community have been reaching out to us and they're upset. They're upset about the lack of transparency. They're upset about the never ending taxes. And now the fact that their kids don't feel safe to go to school. Also staff doesn't feel safe to go to school.
Yeah.
We've had more than a few teachers reach out to North Penn United expressing that to us. They are not confident in the current board. They are not confident with the safety procedures that they have put out. And again, they're spending a lot of money, but safety's, you know, students don't feel safe. Teachers don't feel safe. What's really going on behind the scenes?
Yeah.
And that's why us four in North Penn United, Thomas, Jeff, myself, and Vicar, you know, we're all running to try to make that change and shed some light on that and give parents in the community the transparency they're looking for.
Listen, Yanni, thank you so much. I got to run, but Yanni Lombros, thank you so much. And I will just say this, that whether you're in North Penn, this election, like my friend Linda Kearns, our friend Linda Kearns always says, every election matters. And so don't call me complaining. And I'm not saying this to you, Yanni. Don't complain to me about whatever school board issues, safety issues. Maybe you say, well, I don't have kids in the school. Well, do you pay taxes? Because let me tell you something. These school boards have a lot of power. And so this all matters.
That's
when
true.
You talk about a very expensive security system, who votes on that? Who recommends that? That's your school board.
Oh, yeah.
And that's your tax dollars at work or not.
And real quick, too, wanted to get this out there because I was speaking to voters. I've heard from a couple of seniors, some even claiming that they are putting their house up for sale because the constant tax increase year after year is hurting them to the point where between that plus inflation, they cannot survive. They're putting their houses up for sale, not because they want to, but due to necessity because of the never-ending tax raises. And it also hurts the younger people, too, who are renting, because every time you go to a commercial apartment building or even a small mom-and-pop landlord situation, every time the tax increase, your rent will increase. The higher the tax increase, the higher the rent increase, because they have bills to pay, too. It comes from up high, and then it makes its way down to everyone. And like you said, it's important to get out there and vote, because everyone's complaining about this, that, and the other thing. But you do have the power to change it if you exercise your right to vote and you spread the word to other community members about the truth. Yeah. That's how change is made.
Yeah, thank you so much, Yanni Lombros. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate you. And we have to be aware. And I would say to this, to senior citizens on that fixed income, you know, he brings up a great point. Because when these property taxes, and it's across our region, we see it, property taxes, you know, school boards have a lot of power, and some of these other commissioner boards, and just your taxes going up and up. And when you're a senior citizen, you're retired, you're counting on the money you've saved. But on top of that, we have among the highest energy costs in the nation because of our taxes, our gas taxes. I've talked about that. Number three in the nation, highest taxes. He mentioned inflation. We're hovering around, you know, 3%, a little under that or right around 3%, which is what we had at the beginning of the year. I will point out the height of inflation when we think about it was during the Biden administration. It was at one point nearly 9%. I mean, at least we're 3% or 2.9, depending on the week.
Much better now.
So,
my point was, like, in combination, it's a strain on people. And then, you know, when the school board failed to audit, or there was a discrepancy on how they managed their budget, and they did not technically have to raise the tax by the maximum every consecutive year like they do. It's things like that they're not hearing within the community, and they're just doing whatever they want. So, like, anyone who needs information, too, please look for North Penn United across various social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. They also have NorthPennUnited.com for anyone who wants to donate or get involved.
Thank you, Yanni.
Help out from now in the future. So
thank you so much. You have a great group. And also for those of you, maybe you're not in that area, but maybe you can get some great ideas from North Penn United, because they've come together, they have some smart ideas, and really it's all about transparency, safety, and even to have some diversity of thought on a board. I would think most people, right, if you have a school board, you want some diversity of thought. You want people that are going to question everything, have the transparency, but maybe coming from a different angle or a different walk of life. Yanni, I got to run. Thank you so much. What a pleasure. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Aw, take care. Yeah, but please, 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 if you're in this area or wherever you are, whether you're in Jersey, you know, we're coming up on a big election. Every election matters. Every election's a big election. So 1 week from today, you got to get out and vote. And by 5 o'clock today, make sure you're all teed up for it. That, I mean, obviously, if you're not a registered voter, I think that's too late. But make sure that you're teed up for either, you know, so that you can go in person to vote. So please just, whether it's Pennsylvania, New Jersey, what have you. Anyway, you got to kick off this year. And I actually got to call my guys at Marvin E. Cannes. Justin Otero just reminded me of this, because you think about, we're going to be, what, falling back with the clocks coming up, the nights getting cooler. I mean, when I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, man, it's cold. You know, where did summer go? Where did October go? We're almost to Halloween in November. So I know that you were loving the cooler weather, saving some money on your HVAC, but here we are with a new season. So stop your procrastination in getting your old HVAC or furnace replaced or fixed. Stop putting it off. There are these tax credits up to nearly $3,000, and rebates up to $1,700 as well. They're expiring soon. Call my guys, Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. They do a great job. They're my guys. I love them, and they come up with some great solutions as well. So replace that old unit with a Train furnace, AC unit, or heat pump. It is hard to stop a Train. T-R-A-N-E. You got to call my guys, MarvinEcans.com, K-A-N-Z-E.com, Marvin E. Cans. Tell them Dawn sent you. So I know that Malugin at Fox had put out word that supposedly there's a sort of a crackdown, if you will, on ICE leadership within the Trump administration. Tom Homan maybe cracking down on some local municipalities that he doesn't think are stepping up. I mean, that's the inference you get. I'm watching that one. But I also want to show you this. This is how much our side is hated. So in this case, there's an arrest, actually, because at first people might have thought this was somehow funny, that a guy wears this big, he's a Trump supporter, and we can show the video that went viral. But
have a normal conversation, really?
You've got somebody walking with an inflatable, like a Trump inflatable with a United States flag. And look at this. This poor guy just gets assaulted with, and so now they've charged 36-year-old Michael Curl has been arrested and accused. And there's the video right there. But look at him. I mean, here's somebody just walking along. He's a Trump supporter wearing this big, like, Trump inflatable thing with the flag, and was you know, showing up at a Trump supporter showing up at an event. And by the way, the guy pleaded not guilty. How do you plead not guilty? Look, are you watching this on YouTube? I mean, so the guy is, like, in an inflatable, is pretty much helpless, and this coward comes up from behind, is just grabbing him, knocks him to the ground, and injures him. It's terrible. It's unbelievable. This is how much, you know, somebody with a sense of humor showing up with a, you know, Trump outfit. By the way, how did he even know? This is what I was trying to figure out. How does he know that the guy is, like, a Trump supporter? I guess that was part of, that was one of my questions. But now you have this guy, he's charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, attacked this guy wearing the inflatable Trump costume. And it happened in Massachusetts, and it all started, although this is kind of off the beaten path, but it started because the victim in this was attending one of those No Kings rallies that happened last weekend. And so, you know, thought it would be kind of funny to just, you know, I'm going to show up in a Trump, you know, inflatable with my flag, add some levity to the situation, thought he'd be funny. But I don't think he said too much. I don't see the Trump supporter. First of all, he's kind of muffled. He's got this huge inflatable thing that he has on. But this guy, Michael Curl, pleads not guilty, was arraigned in court, was arrested, and now he'll face another court proceeding in coming up in December. So we'll see. If you look at that assault, the guy's injured. It's horrible. But this is, you know, what you don't see in the headlines. Can you only imagine if this happened and now flip the political party? So imagine some person who's attending a Trump event or a pro-Trump or a pro-Republican event, and they're a Democrat, and they're assaulted by somebody wearing, you know, a red MAGA hat. And then, oh, they would all be Rachel Maddow, and people would be, you know, would lead every newscast. This, have you heard about this? Have you heard about this victim here? As he was in, you know, he was injured quite horribly. This guy beat the you know what out of him. So in any event, good for the, I'm glad that the police actually were able to see that happening and actually help this victim, help him up and help him get some medical care. But apparently his especially his one leg and his foot, badly injured.
He takes a mean kick. Like at the very start of the video, he takes like a mean thigh, like something you'd see at a UFC. I'll roll it back one more time, but he like winds
up cement,
and
to your point.
Boom.
Okay, show it. Ready? Boom.
And he almost
knocks
drops
his,
straight from that.
Yeah, knocks his flag down. And luckily there's a banister, right? So it's kind of like a boardwalk. But it's crazy. And then, yeah, to your point, the suspect kind of uses his right leg, hooks around the victim's legs, and forces him to fall forward because he's basically kind of hog-tying him, if you will. And by the way, the guy's in this huge inflatable. So the victim told police officers that he's going to buy a new Halloween, or it's also a Halloween costume, but he's going to buy a new Trump costume. So it will not.
Think
he's going
to
fight.
He'll be able to afford quite a few new Trump inflatable costumes after lawyers take a look at that footage.
I don't know. You never know, though, if the guy's broke. You never know.
It is
what,
in Massachusetts, too.
Yeah, Massachusetts. Yeah, I might have some bucks. But you know, here's the thing. I don't know how he's doing. I know he went to he was taken to the hospital. But if you have a leg injury like that, you mess up, you blow out your knee, or you mess up your knee, your ankle. Apparently his right leg was pretty messed up. So just wanted to bring you that story. All right. I'll take a break. We have a lot to update you on. I know that we've been watching this. What is it? Number 13. The Senate is voting again.
Lucky
trying
number
to, 13. I know, or unlucky as it were. But we're monitoring the vote in D.C. And by the way, do we have a budget here in Pennsylvania? Going once, going twice. Nope, we don't have a budget here either, only state in the nation, as we are the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But our governor, I think he's back from stumping in Virginia and New Jersey. So we'll give you all the updates going on. This is The Dolan Show. Thanks for being here. Be right back. So prayers for these two Plymouth Meeting Township Montgomery County officers. One, we're told, out of surgery, out of the ICU, was initially critical. They've been able to stabilize his condition as that 21-year-old motorist accused of running over him four times is behind bars, charged with, among other things, attempted murder of a police officer. We also have a woman shot during that road rage incident. This is Bucks County, a lot of suburban news, unfortunately. And so a woman was shot in her wrist. This was a road rage situation in Bucks County. Yeah, Newtown Township. Happened last night around 6:30, right after dinner time. And it started as two cars were told by police traveling. They were going eastbound Newtown Bypass and then traveled southbound on Woodbourne Road, it looks like. So the woman was shot in her left wrist, was treated at the hospital, stable condition. And police say they were able to arrest a shooting suspect and his car within minutes of that shooting, right in the area of Washington Crossing Road and Stoopville Road. I have some relatives there. Jeez Louise, what is going on with people? I always tell my husband, I don't even honk anymore. You know, people are just so on edge, and I don't know what they're medicated on, whatever. But I'll maybe flash my lights at somebody if there's something going on. I don't even like to honk at people. Just let them pass you, right?
I won't even flash my lights in the city, especially in the city.
But
like
this is Bucks County.
Yeah, that's crazy that it's like all
like
the way
Washington
out in Bucks.
Crossing Road.
Yeah, it's insane like how like mentally ill people are that you
crazy.
Can't even do that without fear of being retaliated against, assaulted, or even worse.
If you're really mad, not that I would say that, but like, do you have something in your car, like a soda can? Not that you should drink diet soda, not good for you. But, like, you know, throw this.
A stress ball or something.
Yeah, stress. Like, well, those are expensive. Don't throw your stress ball.
Get a tennis ball. Get a can of tennis balls, and when you're angry, just, like, kind of squeeze them, throw them around the car.
Okay, these are bad ideas. We're going to get in trouble, Justin. They're going to go, like, were you on the air suggesting they throw stuff? I'm just saying, like,
oh,
really?
Well,
you're going to
throw
shoot
it at
lady?
Them.
Oh.
I'm saying just you know, you get angry, you just throw it at the seat of your car. I'm not advocating you throw a tennis ball at somebody's car. That will not end well.
All right, so let's you're finding some great video. We started out at right around 10, like 9:59, the eye of the storm. This is Melissa, and it's just making ground, unfortunately, coming ashore in Jamaica. Our hearts go out to these folks. They're saying this could forever change basically the land look of Jamaica. But this is pretty cool stuff that you're finding, Justin Otero, so thank you for that. And yes, Dan Borowski and Baby Borowski and Maisie are doing fine. Thanks for all your notes, and we appreciate it. But look at this.
I was showing the eye wall footage that we showed at the big three at the top of the hour. You know, this is what they call the stadium effect, where the top of the storm, the eye of the storm, kind of slopes around, slopes down, and in its circle, so it kind of looks like stadium seating, like you'd see it like the Link or something like that. But during the last break, I managed to find footage actually from Kingston or Treasure Beach, Jamaica. Now, Melissa is the third strongest storm in the Atlantic history. It's currently down to 892 millibars, which
it's
is
crazy.
That registers the amount of pressure in the at the surface level, and the lower the pressure, the more intense the storm. Right now, I believe the storm is at 185 miles per hour, consistent winds with gusts going up to 220. But this is a little bit of what it looks like on the ground in Treasure Beach, Jamaica.
Goodness, look at this.
You can see there, like, it's the trees are essentially sideways.
See, and I could just see, you know, my husband's like, let's go to Jamaica. I'm like, let's just go visit my family in Wisconsin. You know what I mean? And then whoever wanted to go to Jamaica, oh, you'll never live this down. And we actually had a local family, and you saw this too, Justin, family from Montgomery County. A lot of people do. They want to go to the islands this time of year, spend a little weekend, right? Great time. You get a deal. But there's always that risk of, you know, hurricane season. And by the way, so I looked up the meteorologists. So they're from the U.S. Air Force Reserve's 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, Hurricane Hunters. That's, you know, the common name, right? Flying into the eye of the storm, into the eye of the hurricane. Why? To collect that critical data. So it's not just that it's really cool to see it.
It is really cool.
I would totally do it. Like, I'm that news reporter. Anytime they would have something like that, not that I've done that, but I've done everything else, air shows, you know, whatever, military aircraft. I walked on a wing, you know, like a wing walker in the
really
in an air show. Mm-hmm. Charlotte County air show in the, this was like back in the day in Florida. But yeah, I love it. But it's, I mean, think about it. It's a Category 5 hurricane striking Jamaica, but it's the U.S. Air Force Reserve's weather recon, Hurricane Hunters. And so they, you know, to your point that you're looking at the power of it because they're collecting important data. So there's a scientific mission to it. But there's a danger, right? Because even though it's the calm of this, of in the eye, God forbid you go a little bit too far to the right or the left.
You're in, right? You're in like the eye wall, like, and that's the deadliest part of the storm, like,
my
just
God.
Outside. I can't remember if it's northeast of the eye wall or southwest of the eye wall. One of those, like, when it goes through, that is, I think it's the southwest. That's particularly like the most dangerous, where the winds converge the strongest. So you take one wrong turn, and you know it's kind of looking at that footage. It's just incredible that people. Like, I get that there's a scientific mission for it, but it's crazy that people get shots like that.
It is. And, you know, to your point, it looks like AI because it's so calm. And at one point, we played it earlier, but one of them, you know, where you could hear the pilot speaking, but there's this eerie calm. But then the second shot that you had shown, like right at 10:05 this morning, that one reminded me of the AI creation of, you know, the wall, Game of Thrones, like a wall of ice. In this case, it's a wall of what? Clouds, wind, rain, you know what I mean? Precipitation.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And then below all that calm, just catastrophic flooding, landslides, widespread damage. And this would be, they were predicting the strongest hurricane ever to hit the island since they've been keeping the records back in 1851.
I believe they still say Melissa still has a chance to strengthen as she's over the... Because normally... Normally a hurricane will move like 15, 20 plus miles per hour, but Melissa's moving at like 5 miles per hour. And that's that slow speed as she goes over the Caribbean Ocean or Caribbean Sea. She's able to get all of that. She's able to convect all that energy from the warm ocean, and then creating it stronger and stronger. So I think we could see a record setting all time record setting hurricane from this.
Well, I mean, they warned everybody to get out, and I know they had some evacuations, but for many, for whatever reason, they didn't get out. And so, we don't have reports as of right now. We are getting the reports of the damage, but I don't have reports as far as casualties or injuries. That is in the hours and days to come. But they're saying that this could forever literally alter the landscape of Jamaica, if you will. So we'll continue with that. Listen, the Dom Giordano Show is up next. I'm Dawn Stensland. Have an awesome Tuesday. We'll be here tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. We start at 6 a.m. with Kale & Co. And then tomorrow, man, a doubleheader, as we've got Linda Kearns here early in the 10 o'clock hour, and then Rich Cioli coming on in the 11 o'clock hour. So until then, have an awesome Tuesday.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
How would you describe yourself? Fun, sporty, bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Attention fans of Jury Duty. The groundbreaking comedy series is back for season 2, featuring an all-new cast. This installment takes the comedy out of the courthouse and into the mountains above Malibu for an annual company retreat. The catch? Everyone but the new guy is an actor. Oh yeah, and the company is fake. Get to know all the employees of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce, a family business with everything on the line. Season 2 arrives with bigger laughs, higher stakes, and the same heart that made the first season a cultural phenomenon. And here's the fun part. You'll be able to try all 4 flavors of Rockin' Grandma's Hot Sauce on Amazon. Jury Duty presents Company Retreat is now streaming on Prime Video. Don't miss the feel-good comedy everyone's going to be talking about.
The all-new 2026 Toyota RAV4 is here, building on everything drivers know and love about Toyota. With a redesigned look and modern tech that makes life behind the wheel easier than ever, the new RAV4 comes standard as a hybrid, providing smooth, efficient performance for both city streets and longer journeys. Enjoy the legendary reliability Toyota is known for in the all-new 2026 RAV4. Learn and shop more at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.